USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden reassuring allies that America is committed to NATO. He did so as part of his trip in Europe, telling Poland's president that the U.S. treated its duty to defend NATO allies as a sacred obligation. President Biden is expected to deliver a major speech on the need for the world to remain united in confronting Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. The president also took time to meet Ukrainian refugees in Warsaw. North Korea has not lost America's attention. The U.S. called for tougher sanctions after Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. Kim Jong-un vowed to expand his country's nuclear war deterrent, quote-unquote, while preparing for what it called a long-standing confrontation with the United States. At a U.N. Security Council meeting Friday, Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. would propose a resolution to update and strengthen sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
A teenager who died on an amusement ride in Florida late Thursday is being remembered. 14-year-old Tyree Sampson fell to his death on the Orlando Free Fall at Icon Park. John Mina is the Orange County Sheriff.
Tyree was here with a friend's family from the state of Missouri. So, you know, again, we can't imagine what they're going through.
The ride had only been in operation for a few months, passing inspection in December. The Florida Agriculture and Consumer Services Department is investigating. The Assembly of First Nations in Canada is expecting nothing less than a public apology from the Vatican. This after last year's discovery in British Columbia of about 200 unmarked and previously undocumented graves of children at what was Canada's largest indigenous residential school. A meeting between the First Nations and Vatican is set for next week. More than 150,000 indigenous children were forced to attend government-funded Christian schools through the 1970s. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Unionizers are once again trying to organize a warehouse of an internet retail giant.
Amazon workers at the company's JFK 8 Staten Island warehouse started casting ballots on whether to form a union as labor organizers look to New York for the first ever union victory in the retail giant's 28-year history. As the second largest U.S. private employer, Amazon has long been a focus for labor advocates who hope that a single union victory will spark organizing efforts across the country. Amazon has previously said its workers' safety is a top priority, and that the company is investing heavily to help staff. The push to organize is spearheaded by a group of workers known as the Amazon Labor Union. In-person voting at JFK 8 will last until the end of the month. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Former President Donald Trump is suing his 2016 Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. He says she and other Democrats tried to smear his name by tying him to Russia.
Trump's attorney, Alina Habba, on Newsmax.
The wonderful thing about this lawsuit is that most of it is fact already proven through many, many investigations. Donald Trump is not a target. And if you're going to come after him, he's going to fight back. And the days of him taking it, they're not happening anymore.
The suit seeks compensatory and punitive damages of over $24 million. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.